The Bible changes lives. Jehovah had not forgotten me. Susana Placín Udías. Year born, 1922. Country of origin, Spain. History, catechist. My past. I was born into a middle-class neighborhood of Bilbao in northern Spain. I was the second of four children. Our family were devout Catholics, and I attended Mass daily. At the age of 23, I became a teacher, a vocation that I loved and pursued for 40 years. Among other subjects, I was proud to teach the Catholic religion, and in the evenings, I served as a catechist, instructing girls for their first communion. After 12 years of happy marriage, I was widowed and left with four daughters to care for. I was only 33 years old. I tried to find consolation in my Catholic faith, but I had recurring questions. I wondered, why do humans continue to die if Christ redeemed us? Why do we pray for God's kingdom to come if good people go to heaven? And above all, I thought, if God judges us when we die, why would we later need to leave heaven, purgatory, or hell for the final judgment? I put those questions to some priests I met. One of them answered, "I don't know. Ask the bishop." "Why does it matter? You believe in God, don't you?" "Just let it be." But I kept on searching for answers. Later, I attended lectures by Jesuits, Pentecostals, and Gnostics. Yet no one had satisfying answers to my questions. How the Bible changed my life. When I was in my 60s, a 7-year-old pupil invited me to attend a meeting of Jehovah's Witnesses. I liked what I saw and heard, but because of my busy life, I had no further contact with the Witnesses at that time. 2 years later, a Witness couple named Juan and Maite knocked at my door. For 3 months, we had intensive question and answer sessions, which finally led to a Bible study. How I longed for each study session. I investigated everything thoroughly, using 3 Bible translations to ensure that Jehovah's Witnesses were teaching the truth. Soon I realized how religiously confused I had been for decades. I felt perturbed by the vast differences between my former beliefs and what I was learning from the Bible. I felt overwhelmed as if my beliefs were a deeply entrenched tree being uprooted. Then my second husband became seriously ill and died. About the same time, I retired from my job and left Bilbao for a while. Juan and Maite also moved away. Regrettably, I discontinued my Bible study. Deep down, however, I knew that I had found a treasure. I never forgot it. Some 20 years later, when I was 82, Juan and Maite returned to Bilbao and paid me a visit. How happy I was to see them again. I realized that Jehovah had not forgotten me, and I resumed my study. Juan and Maite were very patient with me, as I would often ask the same questions repeatedly. I needed to hear the biblical arguments over and over again to break the emotional bonds I had with my previous beliefs. I also wanted to be well-equipped to explain Bible truth to my friends and family. The day I finally got baptized, at the age of 87, was the happiest of my life. The baptism was held in conjunction with an assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses. A Christian elder delivered a Bible-based talk that was directed especially to those of us who were about to get baptized. The talk moved me to tears. I listened to it as though Jehovah were speaking directly to me. After I was baptized, dozens of witnesses came up and congratulated me, even though most of them had never met me before. How I have benefited. I always knew that Jesus Christ is the way. But my Bible study enabled me to get to know Jehovah, the one to whom Jesus leads us. Now I can pray to God as my dear Father and friend. Reading the book, Draw Close to Jehovah, was a turning point in my life. I first read it through in just one night. I was touched to learn how merciful Jehovah truly is. Looking back on my long search for religious truth, I think of Jesus' words, "Keep on asking, and it will be given you. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and it will be opened to you." Matthew 7:7. Now that I have found the answers I so longed for, it brings me great joy to share them with others. At 90 years of age, I feel young spiritually. Every meeting I attend at the Kingdom Hall is a special occasion, both for the precious knowledge I receive and for the company of my dear brothers and sisters. I yearn to be a teacher again in the promised paradise earth. I especially look forward to seeing my dead loved ones return to life and then to having the opportunity to teach them Bible truth. How I long to explain to them what a precious gift Jehovah gave me in my old age. End of article.